This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Spring has yet to fully take hold in many parts of the country, and talking more about the dismal science might not help. So, Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell looked into a part of his beat that we hope is uplifting: the economics of festivals. Chris?
Absolutely, David. It is the festival season. We have summer music festivals. We have festivals of ideas, book festivals. And so this is the time when people get together with good weather, music, ideas, books. I think it's wonderful.
These are loads of fun when I go. But you reminded me, these things are supposed to die out in the digital age, right? The death of distance. You could just do some sort of webinar and go via a Skype thing, and you could just do it that way.
You know, David, I think there's a theme to some of our conversations, because public libraries were supposed to disappear, cities were supposed to disappear, and what's happened in the information age, in this digital ecology, is that people want to mix together, and this is where innovations come from. And what a festival does, it creates an environment for people to wander around and see what other people are doing, and that's what people are hungry for in the digital age.
All right. So inspiration is a goal in itself, but I have to ask the money question. Do people make money at these festivals?
I don't think so. I mean, you can go online and you'll see lots of studies about, you know, for every dollar that's spent on this festival, it brings $2-3 into the local economy. A lot of it is tourist dollars. But, you know, I'm always skeptical about that. If they're sustainable, they're making enough money to be in business the next year.
All right, the festivals themselves, but what about people who are at the festivals flogging their product, their book, their movie, their song?
So I think these festivals are becoming one of the critical points in indie capitalism. So indie capitalism is the independent musician, the author. It's hard for them to reach their audience and market themselves. These festivals allow for indie capitalists to nurture their community, meet their fans, and then the internet, the social media allows them to stay in touch. And so this is a big part of the indie capitalist market.
It's hard to think of a happier word in the English language, the festival. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell, thank you for this.
Thanks, David.